The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to episode 2 of Raiders vs. Ratings. We're your hosts, Victoria
and Anna. Victoria, why are we in a room with 3 mics?
I have no idea. Do you know?
I don't know. I wonder why.
Anyways, today we are being joined by our friend, Harissa.
Hi. Hello, guys. I'm actually really excited to be here.
Anyways, for this episode, we are going to dive into Wicked.
Because, you know, the new movie's coming out, so got to stay relevant.
I actually love Wicked.
It was good.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. No, but it was so long.
It was. Was it like almost 3 hours?
It was like 3 hours. And like, It's only like part one.
Yeah.
So it's not even like a 3 hour movie. It's 3 hours plus whatever the second one is.
I loved it though. Are you going to watch the second?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually.
I will be there.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not a fan of musicals. So,
You made me watch a horror movie last week, so I don't care.
What movie did you?
The Conjuring 2.
Mm. Yeah.
I haven't seen the first one. I just watched the second one
for
the show. And now I finally had an excuse to watch Wicked. I actually wanted to watch it for so long.
Yeah.
But I kept, like, seeing 3 hours, and I'm like, eh. But, like, then I go proceed to watch, like, 7 episodes of a TV show, which is longer.
Yeah. It was nice to see it in theaters.
I'll have to go see the new one in theaters.
Mm-hmm. All right, wait. Back to our main point of this podcast. First, we're going to go over, like, what we liked about the movie. Harissa, would you like to start?
Or what
us
you
off?
Liked about the movie or what you didn't like?
I don't know, honestly. I loved everything. I really liked the sets they used. Mm-hmm. I also heard that they like built them like physically.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
was really cool.
Well, for something like that, I would assume you'd have to because they interact with the set a lot.
Yeah, they do. I like the musical, but I like musicals. Mm-hmm. So I like that it was like, I like that part. And what did I not like? Honestly, I think I liked it all. Maybe it was...
You're allowed to like it all.
I'm allowed to like it all. It was really long. But, like, I liked it that it was long. But I can understand. Like, I went with my sister and my family friends, and, like, one of them fell asleep.
Me and my friend watched it over Gladiator, and we were so mad. Because we just don't like musicals.
Yeah.
We didn't know it was going to be like that much of a musical, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's like generally it's a good movie. Like just like how it's made and everything, it's very good. But my opinion is I just don't like musicals.
No, I agree. Like the sets were really nice, the costuming. I like that they actually made the characters complex, because in the original The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, which you haven't watched, which I can't believe.
No, I've watched that.
Who said they didn't watch it?
I think you're just making that up.
Oh, maybe I'm delusional.
It's with the
That's a normal thing for me. I just make things up.
The yellow brick road.
Yeah.
Striped legs under the house.
Yeah. But I like that they made like these characters that gave them background. Like the Wicked Witch, who's supposed to be evil, is actually the one who has like the kindest heart, and then like Glenda's just like
full
of herself.
Alphabet.
But one thing that bothered me, I'm a book person, and they just kept stepping on the books and whipping them around, and a book abuse was, like, getting to me. Mm-hmm. I was, like, very upset by that.
The emotional distress of seeing a book being thrown.
What's his name? Whipped it across the room. I was very upset by that.
I love books, too.
Oh, they also had that, like, whole animals plot. Right.
Yeah.
That was I felt like I was watching Narnia when like the everybody was like animals.
I didn't expect that, but maybe it's like maybe they're gonna get into it in the second.
That's a whole like politics and film kind of topic.
Do you want to know what was funny though? When my mom was watching it, and like we're in the scene at this point where they're in the class with the goat, and she's like, "It does not bother me that this professor is a goat. It bothers me that for some reason the main characters don't have to wear the uniform." Like, it was bothering the whole time.
No, I noticed that too. I was like, special treatment? Like,
I know. She's like, why doesn't she have to wear the uniform? Yeah. Why are they still not wearing the uniform the whole time? And I was just like,
honestly, okay. It was really special treatment because, mm-hmm. like, Glinda was going to have her own room. Like,
she was going
to
have her own room,
yeah. She was going to have a whole suite to herself. But yeah. And everyone else had to, like...
Like, I understand it wardrobe and, like, mm-hmm. cinematography-wise because, like, you can actually pinpoint them really easily yeah. in the movie. But, like, yeah, why it's Alphaba...
Every time you say Alphabet,
elephant. It was her, Glinda, yeah. the dwarf guy, the sister, yeah. and the other boyfriend there, who's, I can't remember any of the names, to be honest, but it was just those guys who didn't, like, for some reason have to wear the uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't even notice that.
It was the main character.
The main characters.
Plot armor. Literally. Okay, I think we should go into our guesses with the rating.
Mm-hmm. So we
none of you looked at the rating.
No.
No.
Right? Okay.
No.
So we go through IMDb, Letterboxd, and Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Okay.
Who wants to start? Harissa.
Okay. So I don't know if this is, like, biased because I love the movie, but okay, I'll start with IMDb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 8.5. And then Rotten Tomatoes, I'm going to give it 80%. And then Letterboxd, I'll say 4.5 or like 4.
Okay, 4. 4 or 4.5? You got to lock in your
4
answer.
4.3. 4.2. I'll go yeah. with 4.3.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Do you want to go? Because I feel like you're going to be drastically different.
Sure. Okay, I actually want to say more. For IMDb, I feel like it's like an 8.8. What'd you do next, Rotten Tomatoes?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, 90%. Just gonna up.
It is like a very
It is big very deal. Like a high tier yeah. movie.
A lot of like, people liked it, so I'm kind of like, I feel like I'm mm-hmm. gonna be really wrong.
And that, because the people who watch this are the theater
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, so they would have rated it. Yeah. Can I change my rating?
Sure. What do you want to change it to?
Okay, so what, I don't know what I said for
IMDb, you said 8.5.
I said 8.5? I'm gonna go with a 9.
9.
Wow. 8.9.
8.6, 7. So wait, 9 or 8.9?
8.9. 9. I'll go with 9.
Sure, oh, God, sure. I can't even change it.
Guys, I'm really indecisive. Okay, I'll go with 9. And then Rotten Tomatoes, I'll go with 92%.
Mm-hmm.
94.
I don't know why I'm writing this down so fast.
94%. And then Letterboxd, I'll give it a
4.8. So you're going up by, like, a few half a percent.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What'd I say?
You said 8.8, 90, and then the Letterboxd.
Oh, yeah, Letterboxd. I think it's going to be like a 4.6. See, I made Victoria laugh. Like, it is funny.
Oh, now I keep getting the, like, reels of, like, the teachers just being totally over all their students, and I'm like, I should send these to you. Okay.
Try to do yours now.
I'm going to say for IMDb, I feel like... you know what? 8.9. I'm going to steal yours. Because I feel like it was a good movie, but yeah. I can easily see people, especially who aren't musical fans, like finding it maybe a little slow.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. I'm going to go with a 92 because you all said something very close. So I'm going to go... like, I can't say the same thing. Letterboxd. I'm going to go 4. Point just 4. I don't know.
Yeah.
Remember last week you said that's usually the lower one. So we're going 4.
Okay.
I'm here to win, by the way.
What do you win?
Bragging rights.
Okay.
Okay. Now we are gonna Google the rating.
Welcome to ASMR with Anna and Victoria.
Thank you.
And we're back. Hope you didn't have your headphones on. So now we're going to go over the IMDb ratings. So how do you do this? Drum roll. 7.4.
This was IMDb?
Yeah.
7.4.
Yeah.
I feel like you're wishing you kept your original
one. I'm looking at these ratings and I'm like, I wish I kept my original one. Like, I feel like I was so close with the first one.
I think you
That's
said...
crazy for the hype that was around this movie.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Do you want to tell us
what All right. said? So, I don't remember what you said, but I said 8.9. Anna, you said 8.8, and Harissa said 9, but I think originally you said 8.5.
My original one was like 8 or 8.5.
Right, well. Yeah, it was 8.5. So, I guess you, Anna, you won.
Yeah.
Okay. But Harissa won in spirit.
In spirit.
Yeah, when we find a time machine, then you win. But right now, it's me.
Okay.
All right.
You go. All right. Yeah. Rotten Tomatoes.
Do I drum roll?
We can drum
Yes.
roll.
88%.
88?
Mm-hmm. Did somebody say 88?
I don't even know what I said.
No. I got closest, though.
What'd you say? But
I said 92.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, you did, because you said 90.
Yeah.
I don't know numbers, apparently. No, Anna said 90, so you won. I said 92, and Harissa said 94, but originally said, I think, 80?
I think I said 86.
86?
Yeah. You threw me off. Like, I heard Anna going high, and I was like, oh my god, I need to go higher.
Okay.
Well, that's what I did last time, because I'm like, Anna's giving these marks, and like I feel like I have to go compare it to what she does.
Yeah.
So now Anna has 2 points.
Yeah.
Harissa has... Two spirit points.
All right, I won first place. Now you guys have to do second.
I feel like I still lost.
I feel like I still lost.
Wait, no, I said the lowest this time, though, so I might win. Okay.
I mean, she knows the last
score,
I do know what it is.
That's right. Okay. I forgot I knew that. Okay. All right, for letterbox, drum roll, please. 3.8.
Okay.
So I win.
You do, yeah.
I did like 4.5, and Harissa said...
You did 4.6, Harissa said 4.8, and I did 4. So, you know, I'm the smartest one here. Okay.
Remember originally when I did 4.3? I need to go with my gut.
It's just like a really influence.
I feel like I still came last, though.
Not really, I did.
Well, because... How much does spirit point cost?
Spirit points?
Is that like half? Because then we tied.
Okay, we tied.
Okay.
I'll take that over losing.
How do you tie then if I won? Like you both tied.
Well, you won. You we just tied for last place.
We tied at losing.
We tied for second.
And like, yeah.
Okay.
That was like when I came... Yeah. 10th in a competition, so I just kept saying I was top 10. because you don't know.
Nobody knows
because
what it was out of.
When you say top 10, you could be, you know, third.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not third. You could be fourth.
You could be.
People would just be like, oh, cool. Yeah. They don't know I came last out of the top 10.
I think TMU was like 15 in like the top 15, like film or media schools.
So then they get to say
I don't know
15.
If it was in Canada or the world. I think the world is stretching it, but I'm not sure it could be. Because I remember bragging about it.
I was like, top 15. Did you guys see the La Roach meme where he's like, we're from the same place? And she goes, the Bronx? And he's like, the world. Because she didn't say what he expected him to say.
That's like an Endgame when Tony Stark's asking Peter Quill if he's from Earth. He's like, no, I'm from Missouri.
Please.
Okay.
Okay, so Rotten Tomatoes was, just throwing us back into it, Rotten Tomatoes was 88.
88.
I agree with it.
Yeah.
I agree with
it. I think so.
I think, in the 80s, like in the 8s, I think this movie.
Yeah. If it was like below 85, then I'd be like,
Wait, what was it?
It was 88.
Oh, wait, so what did we say?
We said 92, 1994, so clearly we don't agree, but we agree.
No, like, I was, like, doing it a bit on, like, my love for the movie. Like, when I changed it, it was not, like, on what the world would think. It was more
what
I think
See, I put it probably, I would have probably said something like 88 mm-hmm. or something.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I know people really love this movie, yeah, so I put it higher. Yeah,
like, wait a minute.
But I guess the people who really love this movie aren't the ones doing the Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm surprised, like, Letterboxd was low.
I know. What was Letterboxd?
That was 3.8. It wasn't even a 4.
3.8.
I thought it would have at least been a 4.
I feel like Letterboxd, people go to Letterboxd to really, like, tear a movie apart. No, so, like, literally. They were probably, like, going in on, like, everything that was, like, mm-hmm. like, you don't go there to say everything that was good about it. I mean, you do, but then you also mention everything that was bad about it. So
I think, like, IMDb is super, like, objective. Mm-hmm. Letterboxd is really mm-hmm. subjective.
Yeah.
And Tomatoes is, like, kind of fair.
In between, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just really hard with IMDb. It can be anything.
Anything.
Yeah. But, yeah.
So Kate makes it fun when we're guessing because we don't know how to orientate our answers yeah. to match.
I think an overall fair rating of the movie is 85.
Yeah.
Yeah. Overall.
I think yeah. so.
Anything below that, I'm like, okay, that's maybe a little harsh. It was a fun movie.
Yeah.
No, it's just so well made.
It was very well made.
A lot went into it.
I don't even like musicals, but it's like so yeah. well made. Like the budget is probably like huge.
Oh yeah.
To see what the budget
was. And it made a difference, like what you were saying that they built all the sets. Mm-hmm. Like I think that yeah. makes a big difference that it's not just like all green screen.
Oh my god. The budget was $145 million.
140, that's crazy.
Yeah, USD. Oh, for just for the first movie. For the second movie, like, combined, it was $350 million.
How many houses you could buy?
Oh, many. Many. Many, many. Yeah.
What happened to three-hour movies having intermissions, by the way? Just expected to, like, go to the theater and not go to the bathroom for 3 hours?
I've never yeah. been with a movie that
Or you
that.
gotta run.
Because well, you've never watched an old movie.
I guess.
Oh, yeah, the old ones, old
ones. Oh, wait, ones. Have you seen Sound of Music?
No.
Okay, we're watching that one day. It is a musical, though.
I'm pretty sure my teacher used to talk about it.
Yeah, that one.
That's all she knows. But that one does have an intermission.
She's like, that's all I need to know.
She's also never watched Ferris Bueller. Yeah. Nothing. None of the classics.
Which one?
Ferris Bueller, Stay Off.
Oh,
no. Thank you. Need some culture.
I've needed backup for these past couple weeks.
I don't know that one. No, what year no. was that?
It was when she said she hadn't watched Home Alone that I was like, game over.
No, yeah, low key. Like, there was something else. She's never seen High School Musical. Have you seen High School Musical?
I don't remember seeing it all the way through.
Oh, guys, funny. Like, what? You have not seen High School Musical?
No. You're the only one not on theme today.
Why? Oh, I didn't know you were, okay.
I didn't.
What?
I'm just thinking, I'm wearing green, you're wearing pink.
Oh, I have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, she's the guy. He wears the blue outfit.
Yeah, oh my god.
I still don't know his name. We didn't plan this!
What's his name? Fee? Is that his name?
No.
For the people who cannot see, somehow we ended up wearing blue, pink, and green.
Yeah, and we didn't plan this.
This is not
BTS. I'm also wearing black pants, so I'm wearing black and green.
All right, and that's a wrap for today's Wicked episode.
Thank you to Harissa for coming down and talking some nonsense with us. And not thank you to Anna, because she didn't want to sing with us. And so now you don't get to listen to our beautiful voices.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You can blame Anna for that.
Oh, no.
She's so not disappointed.
No, don't anything but that. Okay.
Popular.
I'm gonna be popular.
Loathing, unadulterated loathing for your face, your hair, your clothing.
Yeah, you guys can do the outro. My voice will just blend in.